Cheers, mates, and welcome to God's Idiot Abroad Spiritual Sunday, Episode 1. We're going to do a little singing, and then we're going to get to a little message, and hopefully it'll be informative, entertaining, and set you off on a good Sunday and a good start to the week. So without further ado, let's get to singing some songs. Hello, hello. Again, I don't own the rights to these songs. Just want to make that clear for anybody watching out for those kind of things. This is Do Lord, Johnny Cash style. I don't know who wrote it. Somebody look it up. Maybe God wrote it. Anyway, I don't have the rights. Well, I've got a home in glory land, and out shines the sun. I've got a home in glory land, and out shines the sun. I've got a home in glory land, and out shines the sun. Look way beyond the blue. Oh, do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Look way beyond. Well, I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too, while He's still calling you. Oh, do Lord, oh, do Lord, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Way beyond the blue. There's Pete. Look way beyond the blue. Pete, did you want to be on the podcast? Well, you're on it. All right. Hopefully that sounded okay, went well, seemed to go okay. Not the world's best guitarist. You'll know this song. Again, we're just going to do a couple here. We'll do one at the end. Kind of an outro, but hope you enjoy this one. If you know the chorus, sing along. If you know the words, sing along, but I think everybody knows the chorus. So this is Hank Williams Sr., I Saw the Light. I wonder so aimless, life filled with sin, I would my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like the blind man wandered along, where reason is I could call my own. Then like that blind man where God gave back his sight, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray, but straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded my wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Woo! Cheers, mates, and welcome to God's Idiot Abroad Spiritual Sundays. Hope you enjoyed that music, the singing and playing. I hope it didn't wake up the dog or the baby. But I wanted to do something special for the first episode, and I love playing, even though I'm not the greatest singer or guitar player. I thought that would be pretty cool to start out the first Spiritual Sunday episode with some good old-fashioned country church hymns, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, and then we'll have one more at the end of this that's pretty special, one of Dad's favorite songs. So hope you do enjoy it. If you don't, give me some feedback. Like, tell me never to do it again or whatever. But anyway, we got kind of a long episode, and I apologize for that. But let me explain. This is our first episode in the series, and yesterday we had Soulful Saturdays, where we initiated thought-provoking exercises to kind of define what soul is, or what we mean by soul. Not necessarily soul music, even though we did have some fantastic soul music at the end of that, if you stuck around till the end. But what I mean is your soul, my soul. What makes us tick? What gives us energy? What gives or takes energy into our spirit? Like, what is our soul when you think about it? Like, some people think the heart. Some people say heart and soul. So that's what we defined or started to define yesterday. We had an exercise. People had homework. You had to write down some questions that could help define your soul. So catch up on that episode if you weren't able to listen. And we'll get started. We'll get on to the next segment of Soulful Saturdays next Saturday. So every day we're going to have a theme, and then we're going to repeat and just have episodes on that theme. Sorry about the cough. Unprofessional. But this is Spiritual Sundays. So on Spiritual Sundays, we're going to have a little bit of gospel, which you heard, some inspirational music. We're going to talk about spiritual things. We're going to talk about heaven, hell, God, Jesus, potentially other religions with guests. Jesus is my only personal experience frame of reference, so that's why I say God and Jesus. I want to learn as much as possible that's out there in the world, don't you? Yeah. So we'll take what is usually a short dive into topics having to do with spirituality in this context and on Spiritual Sundays. For this episode, though, let me briefly lay some groundwork. If you will indulge me, please, with my own personal testimony, just figure that before I start talking or mentioning anything about spirituality, that you guys ought to be able to know my story for those that didn't live it with me or haven't lived it with me. So let me begin, if I may. I grew up in a small town USA. I went to church all week, it seemed. So if the church was open, we were there. This little town of Moreland, Oklahoma, which is population 2,000, you can Google it. It's a nice little town. Like, still have family there. Like, I loved growing up, but we definitely were in church a lot. Dad was a class preacher at the Assembly of God Church whenever we moved there. And then he later became the chief of police, and he was always the head mechanic in town, in my opinion. Apologies to Mr. Bowman, who owned the other garage, but I think Dad was the number one mechanic. Anyway, we switched from Assembly of God to Baptist for reasons that were not explained to me. Soon after that, Pastor Cal at First Baptist Church of Moreland baptized me after I caught the fever during a community park old-fashioned revival. I remember it clearly, like all of it. I still remember the feelings, like the awakening, the strong desire to get baptized for God. And for my soul's sake, like, I truly believe that I knew what was up and that I was what I was supposed to do from then on, how I was supposed to act until I died. At the time, I was probably 10. I did pretty good, I think, until I was about 15. So we had moved to Arkansas after Mom and Dad took a break. They got a short divorce. Halfway through my sixth grade year, Dad had already moved to Arkansas. He even got remarried in that short time. A lot of people don't know that. He was living high on the hog with his sister Donna in Arkansas. She was managing the War Eagle Cove Resort on Beaver Lake, actually on the War Eagle River side of Beaver Lake. That's where Dad wanted to retire, man. Beaver Lake. It's the whole reason we moved to Arkansas. I wouldn't have been in Arkansas if Dad hadn't found Beaver Lake, as far as I knew. So Mom and Dad obviously made up, and after we moved to Arkansas, they got remarried at our house out by the lake. We were living the dream. We never went to church, though. We never went to church in Arkansas as a family. I don't think ever before Dad died. But Mom started going to First Baptist Church of Springdale back then. Kids didn't have to go. We were pursuing athletics, boating, fishing, band, girls. So my spiritual life, by my own choice, was empty throughout my teenage years. I started drinking and partying at probably 15 years old. All those things the bad kids do. I never did drugs, though. Well, not in high school. Just the drinking. Like, I loved to party every weekend. The party was either at my house on Buford Street or my buddy Joey's house on Crawford Street or somewhere out in Tiny Town in a field burning a big bonfire. Like, that was just it. That's what we did. Soon after high school and a couple of failed attempts at college, got a job at J.B. Hunt. I was still partying, still having a blast. Now I had a bit of money to do it with, so I did. My jobs at J.B. Hunt afforded me some travel, the money, new people to party with. And that was my life all the way through my mid-20s and into my 30s. I just worked hard and played harder. Don't get fired. That was the rule. That was it. That's all I cared about for probably 15 years or so. During this time, I landed in Daytona Beach with J.B. Hunt. This is where I met my ex-wife. We partied very well together, but of course, I had to be the champion, even in the marriage, so the marriage suffered. We vacationed, drank, went out, drank, party after party, as they say here in Malawi. God was nowhere in that relationship, unfortunately, except when we prayed sometimes at holiday meals, sometimes. Or occasionally, we went to church, mostly holidays. We weren't Satanists by any means, or agnostic, or atheist. We just weren't active. We'd talk about it a bit. Talked about settling down, maybe having kids, but maybe it was always there, and so was the next vacation with drinks and parties and friends. It was always right around the corner. I'd say during this time, during most of my life, I was a borderline alcoholic, if not all the way. The Northwest Arkansas policing agencies told me that on a few occasions. I spent more time in jail than most people know. Poor Mom, poor Dad. Poor liver, poor driving record, poor bank account, poor soul. Like, I was really dying inside, and I knew it. It was the old cliche that you're circling the toilet bowl, it's going down, you don't have the guts, desire, or will to reach up for a handout, get a little help. Obviously, a marriage not founded in God will never survive, at least not a traditional committed marriage. Ours didn't. We divorced in early 2016 after 10 years of tearing a path across the earth and 8 years of that married. It was a beautiful wedding, an island, castle, a big southern Georgia oak tree with moss hanging down, Spanish moss, small group of our closest family and friends, but no God, nowhere to be seen. I don't even think we prayed together before, during, or after the actual ceremony for God to bless the union. And he certainly did not. So there I was, divorced, knowing I wanted something different from life and knowing that I didn't want to party anymore. We had actually switched roles at this point, kind of during the end. I was wanting to be home, go to church more, be more intentional. You know, just thinking of what life should have been like. So I was going one way, she was going another, further deepening the divide that we were already in. Now, I'll tell you, I didn't actually go or walk toward any church during this time or immediately after the divorce. I needed a drink. I needed friends. I needed drinking friends. And so there I was. I went out, was partying, and it just came again and hit me one night. After the divorce was final, settling down, setting in to my new life, that's when God stepped in. I was having a very, very bad night. There's a reason people who drink shouldn't own guns. At least weak people like me. Thank God I didn't own one. That would have probably been my last night on the blue marble. I was curled in a ball, my favorite chair, like a child. I was petting Pete, just crying, bawling my eyes out. Why? Like, I couldn't figure it out. The divorce is final. Everything was settled, and settled amicably, finally, and favorably for everyone. But I wanted out. I wanted more relief. I was empty. All those wasted years of drinking, partying, not being a real man, not being the guy I should have been, they're flooding my brain and my lungs, really. Like, I couldn't breathe. And then, of course, the phone rang. This is God. Now, I hate phone calls. Text me. Don't call. Everyone knows this except one person. No, not God. I mean, he knows my phone rules, but he can do whatever he wants. This was Mom. Of course, Anita Miracle. Although we hadn't named her that at the time. This was pre-stroke. She was just calling to check on me. She just wanted to hear my voice, her words. I get choked up now just thinking about it. Always, the sweet woman who is an angel from God never stopped praying for me ever. Whenever she picked me up from jail, having to worry about where I'd been, or if I was getting some girl pregnant or some disease or whatever parents of a jackass of a son worry and pray about, she never stopped. There she was, her voice, just checking on her son, who was seriously thinking of ways to end his pitiful existence on earth. So God stepped in. Right then, or at least the next morning, I knew I was alive for a reason. I had that epiphany, that moment of clarity that everyone talks about. It's cliche because it's true. It's real. It just happens different for some folks. Not long after that, I started going to church, started going to Bible study each week. Well, almost each week. With the guys at work, and started my journey to get closer to God. Then the mission stuff came up. The mission trip changed my life. You couldn't get much more spiritual than a two-week adventure in Malawi. Africa's villages, mountains, lakes, with Malawi's beautiful people. And me, an old man, I was 43 at the time, the oldest of the 15 or so teenagers, college kids, and just a few adults that were on this two-week adventure. I tell people I was high the whole time. I had what they call chicken skin, goosebumps, the whole time. Didn't have a drop to drink or any pill to take. Now, I'm not a big pill guy. I have loved on some marijuana before when I was 18 or 20. Then I started to hunt, so, you know, drug testing helped end that relationship. Luckily, it was easy to end. I was fortunate. Another stupid decision, possibly ruining a career and a life. But Mom, when I got back, Mom had her stroke in August 2016. So, not long after I returned from my first mission trip. Her first diagnosis, it was a mild stroke, but she took a bad turn. They didn't see some bleeding that was still going on. They gave her a 15% chance to live. And when they told us this, when the brain surgeon, literal brain surgeon, came in and told us this, it was just Junior and I there. So the words she used were, she'd never live a normal life. If she lived at all, those were exact words. She'll always need help, maybe in a vegetative state, find a nursing home for her, or maybe even hospice. Again, these were exact words. You're talking about my mama. So we were pretty upset. We laid hands on her and prayed, and I remember grabbing Mom's head so tight that I thought I might hurt her. But I prayed and told God to either take her now or fix her back. She had done too much. This gets me emotional. She had done too much for the kingdom to live like a vegetable. That wasn't how she's supposed to end her life. I was mad, and I was using all of the authority that I know I had been given by God to declare an outcome. And so we got one. The next morning, she woke up, and I tell people she hasn't shut up since. So we had some rough therapy days, but I like that ending better. Don't you? Yeah. So after that, after we got Mom rehabbed and back on track, I did three more mission trips in 2017. And I knew I'd found what filled my spiritual holes, my emptiness. Jesus, obviously. The closer I get to him, the better my life goes. After everything I've been through, if you know me, like, people aren't going to believe it, and they're going to think it's fake, or they're going to be detractors, or they're going to be, some negative people. But man, my life is better. My heart and soul are better. Helping others for his kingdom, that's what I found. So I gave notice and ended my 24-year career at Hunt. Sold my big, beautiful house with my Margaritaville backyard, swimming pool, all that, all the stuff. Boat stuff, like all the stuff. My truck, I love that truck. And so I sold it, moved to Africa. Jesus, that's it. Wherever he sends me, I'm going with a big, goofy smile on my face saying, blessed and highly favored. Just like I need a miracle. I mean, both eyes open. So here I am, getting all spiritual and studying the word for God. Studying the word more and just trying to be a better person. But I'm still a sinner. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm still Stanley. I still have my weaknesses and they're strong. Like, they haven't left. I just handle them better with God's help. Talking to Jesus every day. Like, I'm still an idiot, but hopefully less of one. And definitely God's idiot abroad. So there you have it. That is the abbreviated story of Stan, spiritual version. Crazy, crazy life so far. 47 years old now in Malawi, Africa, with Africa Pete, who's laying on the couch. It's evening here. We're going to wrap this up and get it out so it can still be Spiritual Sunday, because we can't have Spiritual Monday. We have Malawian Monday, which is a great segue into what we're going to talk about tomorrow. We're going to talk about some tourism, great things to do here in Malawi, and a little bit of the political stuff. Just an introduction to Malawi is what we're going to do for Malawian Monday, coming to you tomorrow. Right now, we're going to segue into our outro song, which is again me trying to sing one of Big Mo's favorites. I remember sitting around the piano in Moreland, Oklahoma, listening to this as we finished up dinner. I'll Fly Away. Again, I don't own the rights, but here's I'll Fly Away by a million artists, but tonight it's me. God bless you guys. Thanks for tuning in. That's right. Some old hymnal tunes. A favorite everywhere, anywhere in the world. Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away when the shadows of this life are over. Fly away like a bird from these prison walls. I'll fly, I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by. Fly away. And happy when we meet, I'll fly away. No more coal iron shackles on my feet. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by. Fly away, oh, I'll
fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. Fly away.
Oh, everybody's favorite verse.
Just a few more weary days and then I fly away. That's right. To that land where joy will never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. Fly away when I die. Hallelujah, by and by.